Indeed, the one who Mishum Yamalcha called to Yehu Yamalcha called to Sela, the one who did good for you should continue to do good for you and for all of us always. We're kicking off this week's parsha of Devarim. Devarim is a sefer which is very, very unique. It's very, very interesting. In a literary sense, you see that the literary voice, the narrator, is Moshe Rabbeinu. As opposed to the rest of the Torah, it seems like God is the narrator. After two or three psukim, it's really Moshe Rabbeinu's voice is heard for the majority of the sefer. That's very, very unique. Rashi opens us up and explains that when giving the location of where Moshe Rabbeinu makes his discourse, so each one of these is a code word for one of the sins in the desert. However, it's out of order. It's all over the place. We go from speaking about the man, then speaking about Korach, then speaking about the Meraglim, then finally speaking about the eagle. It's totally out of order. Oh, and complaining at Yamsuf. It's totally out of order. So what's the reasoning for it being out of order? And moreover, the Midrash at the beginning of the Parsha introduces the Parsha to us by asking us a question in Halacha. And it's very interesting that you have Midrashim. People think Midrashim are fanciful stories. The Midrash is a body of literature, and it has a literary style which is tremendous. To actually sit and open the Midrash and read it in order, you'll see there's an emergent literary style which is there, that it's not just, you know, reading between the lines of the Torah, but there are questions in halacha that are brought up. There's discussions. There's closer reading of psukim. It's a true work of art. But what's interesting is that the midrash oftentimes will open up and introduce a section of the Torah with a reading from ksuvim, a reading from either the prophets or a reading from the scriptures, you know. And it's very funny that we're making the comparison, this intertextuality, if you would, where we're comparing Psukim and Koheles or Mishle, then to the weekly Parsha. So this week's Parsha opens up with, oh, well, what a refuah, mar pelashon, that the Torah is called a refuah. It's called a refuah, and then proceeds to ask a question in halacha, can I write a sefer Torah in any language? This is the introduction to Sefer Devarim. So how does all of this fit together? I'll tell you that Rabbinim of Pshischa, right? Rabbinim of Pshischa was the granddaddy of a lot of the Polish Rebbes, right? The ones that we know about, Sukachev, Gor, Ishbitz, Lublin, So he was the teacher of all of them. He had a very interesting life. Before becoming a rebbe, he was a pharmacist, and had a mid-career job change, and ultimately became a rebbe. He used to say that there was no, you don't need any Musar Sefer in the world. All you need is Sefer Devarim, and so he would learn Sefer Devarim daily. As his Muslim Seder, instead of Mesilas Yesharim or the Orchas Tzadikim, the Chovas Elavavos, he would learn Sefer Devarim. And he said because it's the best Muslim Sefer of them all. This concept helps us to really frame the notion of what Sefer Devarim really and truly is. Moshe Rabbeinu, at the beginning of his career, says to us, "I'm not ani lo ish Devarim anochi." No, I'm not a speaker. I can't express myself. And then in Devarim, he's giving an eloquent sermon on the mount, right? He's giving this beautiful discourse that lasted for like a month. And not only that, the imagery, the poetry that he uses towards the end of Hazinu and Vezos HaBracha, we see that he clearly does have this ability to speak. And the Midrash continues to explain, in actuality, this is a functionality of the Torah, that it's Mar Pelashon, that it heals the tongue. And not only does it heal the one who learns it, it also heals the ones moving forward. And as a result, that's why the Seder of the events is taken out of order. Because the whole of the Sefer Devarim is coming to try to teach the moral failings of Bnei Yisrael who are in the Midbar. But more so, even more so, there's another piece. In the Torah, we normally talk about a certain bifurcation, a certain distinction between what's called Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaal Peh. Right? Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebichtav, of course, is static. Where there's only a certain amount of letters in the Torah, 5,000 some odd letters in the Torah. And of course, there's a tradition from what we call the Kadmonim, some of the early mystical works that say there's 600,000 letters in the Torah. Not exactly that number. There are different ways that they count, trying to match it up. But the Torah itself is static. We don't add words. We don't add letters. And at the same time, we have the Torah Shebaal Peh. The Torah Shebaal Peh is dynamic. The Torah Shebaal Peh is a large class of literature that begins with the explanation of what's going on between the verses. How do you know what an esrog is? Torah Shebaal Peh. How do you know what tefillin should look like? Torah Shebaal Peh. But also, there's another dimension of Torah Shebaal Peh, which is that how all of the ideals of Torah fit into the particulars of our life. And the beginning of this process starts with Sefer Devarim. Because on one hand, there's the book, the Sefer, and it rests in the Aron. But then there's the personage of our rabbis. And it's their job to help take the book out of the Aron and bring it into our lives, to make that connecting tissue. That's what Torah Shebaal Peh is all about. It's the extension, expansion, and connection of Torah to our lives. And it's also a great degree of course correction when it's needed also. We allow Torah to trickle into our lives, to flow into our lives, and also allow it to be that refuah also, to be that repair. As a result, this Sefer of Sefer Devarim is the beginning of it. It's where that's why Moshe Rabbeinu is our Rebbe. That's why it's called Moshe Rabbeinu. It wasn't his last name. People make a joke and they say, how do you know Moshe Rabbeinu was Sephardic? Because otherwise his name would have been Rabinowitz, not Rabbeinu. So that's why he's not Moshe Rabinowitz, but Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe was our teacher. And he was our Rebbe instructing us how the Torah should flow into our lives. Sefer Devarim is this methodology of how it begins to flow into our lives. Moshe Rabbeinu explains more that in the mitzvahs that was given in the other four Sfarim, and it's him trying to show us how the Torah interlocks. And that's the voice of the Sefer. The voice of the Sefer is different. It's not a story. It's not about Korach. It's not about Balak. It's not about the Meraglim. It's not Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. It's Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to us, teaching us. We're hearing the voice of our Rebbe. And that's why Rabbeinu felt that you should learn the Sefer Devarim, because it's everyone's Rebbe. Moshe, it's not like, you know, some people learned by this Rebbe, some people learned by that Rebbe. He said, oh, it's not my Rebbe. Moshe Rabbeinu is everybody's Rebbe. And he's talking to us, and his whole function is to bring the Sefer, the Torah to our lives. And therefore, it starts, V'ela HaDvarim, and these are. Normally, the rule in Rashi brings it up a number of times. The Midrash brings it up a number of times. When it says ve'ela, it means ignore that. Listen to this. Ela means pasalas arishonim. Means that no, not those these. Not those these is an approach of tshuva. Not those these. That it's coming. The sefer is coming as a sefer of refuah, a sefer of healing, a sefer of connection. And that's what the sefer is all about. Sefer Devarim brings with us this, and when we come back to this Yisod, if you hold this idea in your mind and then consistently ask yourself the question on every pasuk that we're going to learn from now until Vezos HaBracha, and keep asking, well, what is the Musar Haskil? What is Moshe Rabbeinu trying to teach us over here? You'll see it's a different Sefer. It's a different Sefer entirely. Again, the Glass family should always have Simchas and Hoda'os. And that's a call. That's Hashem. We should see.